welcome news. It's a good news. In recent time, we've seen some astronomical increase of import duties of goods and services at the port, and then it's been a concern of traders for some time now. So, in the area of our members who do importation on the mobile phone, you know, because of the podcast that came in place, we're exempted from tax on the 70.5% back tax. But recently, when they were going to clear their goods, where they brought it back. So we're like, what is happening? So we went to the ministry to find out, only for us to be told that the Minister of Finance is not aware. Then who did that? So we asked the minister to interrogate and investigate that.
Before the committee was set up, did you suspect that the Ministry of Finance could have been economical with the truth and perhaps could be in bed with the GRE?
They contracted the GRE to work on their behalf. So in any case, so we don't want to speculate. But it would be out of order when the father says, I don't know why the water falls short in the house. This is the challenge we also look
at. So you are suggesting that the ministry may have told a lie, perhaps?
No, that's what I'm saying anyway. But then that's what we say. So we ask the minister to interrogate that and find out what went wrong. Because if they are not aware, then somebody did something out of order.
You had earlier resolved to close down your shops. What is your position now that the government has listened to your grievances and set up a committee?
Yeah, what are we looking for if we get to why we close down our shops? Because it's not in our interest to close down our shop. You know, the money that we lose, the economy challenge that we face when we close down our shop is with even the country itself will suffer the consequences. So it's not their joy to close down our shop. But if you ask for something and not getting, that is why you are putting this down. But now that it's listening and they set the committee, and they've also given assurance that we can come and clear our goods with the old system, I think we are okay then.
So are you optimistic of a positive outcome from the committee?
Obviously, because good time on board.
Reacting to the issue, the Executive Secretary of the Importers and Exporters Association of Ghana, Samson Awingobet, says its members want imports that were not covered by VAT before the imposition of the current taxes abolished. He said the association will be disappointed if the outcome of the five-member committee does not meet the expectations.
The committee has been constituted, but all what we want to see that those things that was not with VAT should be abolished totally. Those that were with VAT, fine. But those that were not with VAT, like the mobile phone importers, like the bicycle importers, like electrical cable importers, who import were paying this based on land, now is being calculated on weight. And so these are some of the smuggling things that without consultation, what we have forgotten as a country is that the WTO explicitly explained that if you want to implement such a policy, you have to meet your stakeholders. You don't implement it, raise values on your own, asking people to go and pay at all costs. And when we raise the issue...
Hey, Mr. Saki, a committee is in place. If your expectations are not met, what happens next?
We have been told by the finance minister, and we are taking his word to you, as the minister of finance told us that the president is so informed about the problem, and the president is waiting to hear from him. I think that this committee will be a workable committee.
Mr. Saki, you seem to have been carried away by this promise of the minister. If your expectations are not met, what are you going to do?
In fact, we will be disappointed. There will be total disappointment in me as a person. And if it comes to worse, we will hit the street.
You heard the Executive Secretary of the Importers and Exporters Association of Ghana, Samson Awingobet.